sophomore. Next player out is number 11. That is Cade Clary, another sophomore. This is a young team. Number 15, that is Jaden Sisko, a senior. Number 34 is the other senior, Cole Trantham. And the final player, number 24, the big man, Corbin Tharp, another sophomore. So three sophomores, two seniors. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, number 12, Colton Boddy, introduced to the crowd. Next out, number 4, Rice Nicholson. Now the three big men for the Bears. Number 34, the senior, Braxton Sneed. Number 22, Caleb Michaels, the big center for the Bears. And number 24, Gavin Vandiver. Bears with a little bit of a height advantage in this one with Vandiver and Michaels and Sneed. And for the Comets, their big man is Tharp, and he'll step into the center circle to jump it up with Gavin Vandiver. We're just about set to go. Referees take the floor. They point, say they're ready. Got a three-man crew, they're ready to tip it up. Ball in the air, and it's controlled by the Comets. They'll hand it off to Willard. Willard picked up by Rice Nicholson as he crosses half court. Into Tharp. Tharp has Vandiver on him. Still looking. He's standing at the free throw line. Pass now is going to be out of bounds. Trantham stepped on the baseline. Good aggressive defense there by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Now full court pressure here from the Comets. Nicholson will take the inbound. He's guarded by Willard. Got to be careful. Willard very quick. Got quick hands. Nicholson did a good job bringing it into the front court. Now he's trapped, needing help. Had the ball knocked away, taken by Trantham. Trantham off to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Cole Trantham with the first two of the ball game. Alton on top. Defensive pressure here for the Comets. Helped them get a steal and a layup. Braxton Sneed now going to bring it up. He'll hand it off to Nicholson. Nicholson gets the screen, goes baseline all the way to the basket. Couldn't get the layup to go, and Tharp rips down the rebound. Big man for Alton with a basketball back up the floor. Clary gives it off to Trantham. He dribbles into traffic, and we got a jump ball as Sneed reaches in and ties him up. It'll be Bear basketball. Both teams with a turnover here early. Comets leading 2-0. Mammoth Spring will inbound the basketball in front of their own bench. They still got to go three-quarter court here to get to their basket. Sneed is going to bring it up. Trantham on him, a matchup, a pair of number 34s. Sneed gives it to Boddy. Colton drives baseline, holds up. He's going to pull up for the jumper. That's short. Rebound pulled down by Clary. Good rebound by Cade. Quickly back the other way. Willard on the drive, pulls up just inside the free throw line. Shot no good, and Vandiver high for the rebound. He'll give it to Boddy. Colton. We'll bring it up the floor. Bears still looking for their first points. And we're going to have a foul called, I believe, on Clary. They did. Cade Clary with the first foul of the ball game. Bears will have it far side of the floor to inbound on the sideline. Looking to come in. They bring it in to Boddy. Boddy guarded by Clary. Crosses half court on the dribble. Picks up his dribble. Trying to go into Nicholson. It's knocked away but picked up by Nicholson. Back to Boddy, top of the key. He'll give it to Sneed. Sneed's going to fire a three. That's on the way, no good. Rebound by Clary. Cade with a couple of rebounds here. Trantham driving in. Now he backs it back out behind the three-point line. Works it in to Tharp. Corbin trying to work on Vandiver. He's got two big men that over on him. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Vandiver. Off now to Sneed, and Sneed had it slapped away. Good defense there by the Comets. And now a double team on Clary. He goes baseline, and the ball's going to be slapped away, and there's going to be a foul called on Braxton Sneed. This defensive pressure from Alton giving the Bears some problems here early. It's 2-0. Alton with a two-point lead over Mammoth Spring. 5:30 left to play first quarter. Comets will inbound. They'll bring it in to Sisko. off to Trantham. His shot no good, and Corbin Tharp going to chase down the rebound in the corner. Tharp drives in, puts the shot up and in. Good move by the big sophomore as he shot the little lefty hook. Snead now bringing it back up the floor. Mammoth still looking for their first points. Bears with the basketball. Snead on the dribble, picks it up, gives it to Boddy. Colton lobs it inside to Vandiver, off to Michaels. Michaels up and in. Good patience there by Caleb. He took his time, went up strong with it. And there's really nobody size-wise that can match up with him when he gets it in there. Willard has it outside. Swings it on the right wing to Cisco. Cisco looking inside. Back out to Willard. Willard guarded by Snead. Caden trying to get free, spins into the lane. Off now to Tharp. Tharp powers it up, misses the layup. And the rebound pulled down by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Alton with a two-point lead, 4-2. 4:22 left to play here in this first quarter. Boddy gives it off to Nicholson. Nicholson over to Snead. Snead looking inside. Michaels was posting up. They didn't get it to him. All the way to the basket. Shot up. A lot of contact. Rebound pulled down. Good rebound there by the big man, Tharp. Up the floor. Willard bounce pass underneath. It's on the floor. Picked up by the Comets. Willard going to fire for three. It's good. Caden Willard, his first points of the ball game, makes it a five-point Alton lead. Colton Boddy on the dribble, crosses half court. Boddy gives it off to Nicholson. Nicholson on the drive. Pass over to Michaels. He'll power it up and in. Caleb with all four of the Bears' points here early. And the lead is three, now 7-4. Alton with the basketball. Willard walks across half court. Picked up there by Nicholson. Bears look like they're back in a 1-3-1 here. Well, it's actually a matchup here. They're guarding them man-to-man. Trantham has it out front. Snead on him. Into Tharp. Tharp back to Trantham. He's going to fire for three. That's good. Trantham's second field goal. He's got five, and the lead is back out to six now at 10-4. Mammoth Spring heads back the other way. Colton Boddy on the dribble. Hands off to Nicholson. Nicholson with the basketball looking for help. Got to find somebody to get the ball to. Pass it underneath to Snead. He shoots a layup. Nice pass and a good cut there by Braxton Snead. His first two, and the lead's back down to four. Willard with the basketball. Nicholson on him out front. He'll give it to Clary. Clary on the drive, stops, pull-up jumper. It's blocked by Colton Boddy. Boddy heading the other way. All the way to the basket. A lot of contact, and the ball's out of bounds. Touched last, I believe, by Mammoth Spring. Colton dribbled right into looks like Clary played good defense there. Number two checking in now for Alton. That is Ruddy, Jacob Ruddy. He's got the ball out front, guarded by Colton Boddy. Colton slapped the ball away, but Ruddy gets it back, throws it in to Tharp. Tharp looking inside, gives it out to Cisco. Cisco back to Tharp. Tharp drives in, puts it up and in. He kept that ball high, put it up. Nice little left-handed hook shot again for the Comet big man. Comet's back in that defense now as the Bears work it up the floor. Trying to work it inside to Vandiver as Michaels pops out all the way to basket. Up and in. Nice drive by Braxton Snead. He's got four. And the lead is down to four, 12-8. Back the other way, Cisco spins in the middle. His shot up is no good. Rebound by Vandiver. Minute 30 left to play first quarter. This game has went back and forth. Good ball game so far. Four-point Alton lead. Ruddy all over Boddy outside. Good defense. Hand off now to Snead. Snead in the corner. Lost the ball. Just dribbled it out of bounds. He was looking at the defense and the ball didn't quite come up as high as he thought it would. We got a timeout on the floor, a minute 15 to play first quarter. Alton leading Mammoth Spring 12-8, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, Good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false? Your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false? Bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. I want to say thank you to some of our Bear Boosters. They include Clary Funeral Home in Thayer and Alton, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, and Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Just a few of our boosters. We'll tell you about some more of them as we go here. It will be Alton basketball out of the timeout, leading by four with a minute 15 left first quarter. And what's been a good game so far, right now they have stopped play for a little bit as they wipe up some moisture here in front of the Bear bench. Inbound play to Willard. Willard bringing the ball up the floor. Nicholson backs off. He'll give it to Ruddy. Ruddy on the dribble. Passes it into the corner. And it looks like Cisco is on the far side of the floor. Has blocked off from him. Ruddy for three. It's on the way. It's in and out. No good. And Michaels rips down the rebound. Colton Boddy with the ball. He's guarded by Ruddy. Gets around him. Going to reach him. Ball underneath to Michaels. Michaels back out. And they'll give it back to Nicholson. Inside to Snead. And Snead lost it out of bounds. Braxton with another turnover there. He just couldn't quite hold on to that as he made that spin move trying to get to the basket. Willard, with 32 seconds left here in the quarter, brings it up the floor. High post on the free throw line. Out to Ruddy for three, and it's good. Ruddy knocks down the three, and Alton now leading by seven. Mammoth Spring with the ball. 17 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Inside to Michaels. Michaels is going to be fouled as he tried to go to the basket. It's going to be Tharp. For him, it's his first. Caleb with the drive to the basket. Got to watch. He's kind of throwing that arm out. Don't want to get called for a hook. The alley-oop into Vandiver. He couldn't get the shot to go. And the Bears head back the other way on defense. Willard for three. It's good. Caden Willard, who was red hot on Tuesday, has six in the first quarter, and after one, your score 18-8, Alton with the lead. Back here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Ready to go now, second quarter of the semifinals here in the Battle of the Border. Alton Comets with a 10-point lead and the ball. Willard drives in, had it taken away as Nicholson came in from behind and made the steal. Willard's teammates got to let him know that defender is coming through there. And then Nicholson, the same thing happened to him. Somebody came in and take it from behind from him. And now we got a foul on Michaels. That's not what you want to see. The big senior out at half court going for a steal against a guard is called for his first. Probably not a good foul there. Alton will inbound. They're trying to deny the ball to Willard. They'll bring it in to Ruddy. Ruddy guarded by Matheny, who just checked in. Gets it back to Willard. Willard with Boddy on him. Willard pulls up for the jumper. It's good. Wow. 8 points now for Caden Willard, and it's a 12-point Comet lead. Braxton Steve with the basketball, gets it out to Michaels, off the body, underneath to Michaels. Michaels powers it up and in. Caleb, 6 points now, and it's a 10-point Alton lead. With the basketball, Willard. Mammoth's trying to figure out a way to slow him down. He's been red hot here over the last couple of minutes. Trantham thought about the three. Now he's going to take it. Shot up, no good. Rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Vandiver. The Bears did a good job boxing out, but nobody went after the ball, and it bounced. And by the time they got there, it went out of bounds off one of them's hands. Inbound play. They'll lob it back into Ruddy. Over to Trantham. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Snead has it. In there battling with Tharp. Snead with the basketball. Trantham on him. He'll go to body on the wing. Colton holds up. Bounce pass underneath to Michaels. He powers it up and in and draws the foul. Caleb now with 8 first half points. Makes it an 8-point Alton lead. That foul on number 24. That's Tharp, his second. And the Comets don't want to get their big man on the, in foul trouble. He's really the only size they have to try to battle with Michaels and Vandiver underneath. Michaels shot up, no good. Tharp with the rebound. He'll hand off to Willard. Willard bringing the ball up the floor, spinning, trying to lose the defender. Gets it to Clary. Clary to Tharp. He's going to fire the jumper. That's up, no good. Rebound by Matheny. Aiden will hand it to Colton, and Colton Boddy will bring the ball up the floor. With the basketball, Boddy guarded by Willard. Willard slapping at it. Pass into the corner to Snead. Snead all the way underneath, and they're going to call a travel, I believe, or a foul. They're calling an offensive foul on the Bears, number 34, Braxton Snead. Wow. As he went through the lane, he was called for the foul. So the ball goes back to Alton, leading by 8. Inbound play here to Willard. Willard will walk it across half court. He's picked up again by Colton Boddy. Colton has had the assignment of trying to slow down Willard most of the night. And he's going to be tired by the time this one's over, because Caden can fly. He'll get up and down the floor. Boddy with the basketball gets it out to Snead. Corbin Tharp now on the bench, and big size advantage underneath for Michaels, and they get it into him. Michaels now in double figures with 10. Without Tharp in there, they really don't have a whole lot of resistance against the big man for Mammoth Spring. Willard with the basketball. He's guarded by Boddy out to Clary. Clary now with Michaels out on him. And with that, we talked about Alton going smaller. They don't have nobody to guard Michaels, but now Michaels has to guard someone a lot quicker, a lot smaller. Trantham with the basketball. He's got Colton Boddy on him. His shot no good. Rebound by Vandiver. So Bears down 6, can get a little closer here. Colton picks up his dribble, passes it up to Snead. Snead playing with 2 fouls, and that's going to be a reach in on Cisco. Cisco with the reach. That's the 2nd foul on the team. Bears will inbound on the sideline by the Alton bench. They'll inbound it here to Snead. Snead, Cisco on him, crosses half court. Over to Matheny. Matheny underneath to Michaels. Michaels powers it up, can't get it to go, gets his rebound. Lobs it underneath to Vandiver. He'll put it up, no good. Michaels with a rebound, back up again, no good. Vandiver goes up, and he's going to draw the foul. The Bears dominating the boards in there. Like I said, they have a big size advantage right now without Tharp, as both Vandiver and Michaels had a couple of rebounds apiece that time. Vandiver at the line here. He was fouled. That foul was on number 2, Ruddy. Vandiver misses the first free throw. Gavin still looking for his first point. Clary in. And didn't see who come out. Also in number 22, that is Whalen, Peyton Whalen. At the line, Vandiver puts it up, puts it in. So Gavin's first point of the ball game makes it a 5-point Alton lead, 20-15. Coach Robbins yelling out the play he wants. They give it to Clary on the right wing. Clary out to Whalen. Back to Clary. Clary with body on him, trying to get free. Colton all over him. He drives in, shot up, no good. Rebound by Vandiver. Off now to Snead. Bears with the basketball, a chance to cut into this 5-point lead. Bears trailed by as many as 12 in this game. Matheny holds up, tried to work it inside, and it's stolen. Good steal by Ruddy. Nice defense by Ruddy. Now a steal by the Bears. Good save by Braxton Snead. Both teams really buckling down defensively, and Coach Cooper wants a timeout. 3:29 left to play in this first half, and Coach Cooper talking things over with the referees. There was some call he did not like, and he's telling them about it right now. Gives us a chance to say thank you to some more of our Mammoth Spring Bear boosters, including Cooper Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Penny Lane Accounting, Alton Bank, and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. That's some of your boosters for Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. It will be, it looks like Mammoth Spring basketball, full court pressure again here from Alton. Again, looks like five guards on the floor now. They really went small as Trantham went to the bench. With the basketball, Snead on the dribble. Crosses half court. Had it slapped away, looking inside. They work it into Vandiver, and Vandiver powers it up and in. Bears just really trying to feed that post with Vandiver and Michaels right now. Willard drives in, gets it to Ruddy. Ruddy will fire for three. That's no good, and the rebound's fought for. And we're going to have a foul called. Oh, they're going to call that on Snead. Braxton just picked up his third. That's a big foul. Trantham going to check back in as number 15, Cisco, goes out. Jaden will get a breather. Also going out, number 22, that is Whalen. Inbound play here for Alton, almost a steal. The ball's loose. Picked up by Ruddy, off to Willard. Willard for three. It's good. And this kid does not miss much. He's in double figures now. He has 11, and the lead's back out to six. 23-17. Rice Nicholson with it, gives it off to Matheny. Matheny back to Nicholson. Nicholson, pass trying to go inside. It's touched last by Alton, goes out of bounds. So the Bears will have the basketball. Good ball game. It looked like the way this started that Alton was going to run away with it. Like I said, went out to a 12-point lead. But Tharp got in a little foul trouble, had to go to the bench, and the Bears made a run. He is back in there now. Corbin has checked back in, playing with two fouls. We got a foul underneath, and Vandiver puts it up and in and drew the foul. We'll see who that's on. There's a couple of players in the vicinity. And Coach Cooper still upset about something that happened on the Comet end of the floor earlier. That foul, by the way, on number 11, Clary, is his second. And the Bears get the rebound on the missed free throw. Michaels got the rebound, gets it out to Matheny. His pass is over Michaels' head and going to go out of, or well, thought it was going out of bounds. It was saved by Tharp. Good job by Corbett. All the way to the basket, Clary goes in and loses the ball. And he's upset, thought he got fouled. And it looks like there was a little contact, but they are letting them play. Bears looking to inbound. They'll bring it in to Matheny. Aiden with the basketball. He's going to drive in, puts it up. He'll draw the foul and get the bucket, and that is big because that's the third foul now on Corbin Tharp. Aiden did the right thing. He took it right at the big man. And Coach Robin saying he was straight up, had his hands up in the air. And he drove into him. Matheny makes the free throw. He's got three. And the Bears now back to within one at 23-22. This is kind of what we expected with these two. Two well-matched teams. A lot of talent on the floor, including the man with the ball right now, Caden Willard. They work it inside. Number 13 is checked in. That's Hollis. Shot no good by Hollis. Rebound by Michaels. Bears a chance to get their first lead here. Body on the dribble. Pass off to Nicholson. Nicholson looking inside. They work it into Michaels. He missed the layup, and the rebound pulled down by Willard. Willard up the floor, drives down the lane. Almost lost it. It goes out to Trantham. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound by Vandiver, and Vandiver is slapped by Hollis. Foul called, and that's going to put him over the limit. And that's going to send Gavin Vandiver to the free throw line. Gavin has 5 points here in the quarter. Both teams with some foul trouble. Snead has three for Mammoth Spring. Tharp has three for Alton. This is one we may see who has the deeper bench here tonight. Gavin missed the free throw. He's now one out of four. As he sets for the second, a chance to tie it up. Second one is on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Hollis. Good box out there by Hollis. Using his muscle to push the man underneath the basket. Clary thought about it, didn't shoot it. Gets it out to Jaden Sisko. Back to Cade. Cade with the basketball. He'll dribble it around the top of the key. Trying to get it to Willard. And Nicholson shadowing him all over the floor. Going to the basket, shot up, no good. Rebound as Hollis missed it, taken by Michaels. 51 seconds left in the half. Bears looking for their first lead. Matheny's going to fire a three. It's on the way. It's good. Aiden Matheny now with six. And the Bears with their first lead, lead it by two, 25-23. Sisko gets it out. Three-pointer by Clary. It's on the way. It's no good. And we're going to have a foul called underneath. I think they're going to call the foul on Hollis. He was fighting for position underneath, and he's looking around like, what did I do? I didn't see it. I was watching the shooter out at the three-point line. But apparently he fouled Gavin Vandiver, who is one out of five at the free throw line. He'll get a chance to shoot a couple more here with 30.9 left in the half. Gavin's free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Gavin's struggling from the line. He's usually pretty solid from the free throw line, but he's struggling tonight. He'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's short. No good. Rebound pulled down by Willard. 27 seconds left to play here in this first half. Willard has the basketball. Mammoth Spring with their first lead on the bucket by Matheny, the three-pointer. Alton now trying to get the lead back or tie it up here with this possession. They're going to go for the final shot. Willard trying to get the clear out. Shot on the way, no good. Fight or the rebound back up and in. Number 11, Clary, back the other way. Long shot at the buzzer, off the rim, no good. And at the half, we got a good one. 25-25, Alton and Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom News Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Alton Bank is proud to celebrate 100 years of dedicated service to their customers. From your first piggy bank to lending for your dream home, they have stood by your side making your financial goals a reality. Experience the difference of a century-old commitment to excellence. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. We are at halftime in a good ball game. Alton Comets, Mammoth Spring Bears tied at 25. As we look at the scoring, we'll start for the Bears. They are led by Caleb Michaels. Caleb with 10 first half points. 6 for Aiden Matheny off the bench. 5 for Gavin Vandiver. 4 for Braxton Sneed. Braxton in foul trouble with 3 fouls in the first half. For the Alton Comets, they were led by Caden Willard. He has 11 points. Looks like 3 points for Jacob Ruddy. 4 points for Corbin Tharp. He's also in foul trouble, has 3 fouls. 5 points for Cole Trantham and 2 for Cade Clary. The Bears are 2 out of 8 at the free throw line. The Comets have not shot a free throw yet in this first half. The 3-point line, though, the Comets have made, looks like, 5 3-pointers and the Bears have only made 1. So the difference for the Comets has been the 3-pointers. For the Bears, it's been 2-pointers, and it's been that post play with Caleb Michaels and Gavin Vandiver inside. They have really pounded it into the two big guys, and they have they scored well for them, especially Michaels with 10 first-half points. Again, we are at the half. The Battle of the Border, it's the 7th annual edition of the Battle of the Border. Semi-final round here for the boys. Mammoth Spring and Alton, the winner, will advance to play Calico Rock Saturday at 7:30 in the championship game. The loser will play at 4:30 against the Pocahontas Redskins. Earlier tonight, Willow Springs Lady Bears got a win. They beat Cotter 51-33. The Lady Bears will play for the championship on Saturday at 6 against the winner of the next game here tonight between Mammoth Spring and Viola. The loser of that Mammoth Spring-Viola game will play Saturday at 3 o'clock against Cotter for third place. And then the final game of the evening here tonight is a consolation semifinal Oregon County battle. It'll be the Couch Indians and the Koshkonong Blue Jays, the winner to play Cotter in the consolation final on Saturday. So that's where we are here in the Battle of the Border. Remind you, Bobcat fans, we do have Bobcat basketball on the way for you here in just a little while. As soon as our game finishes up, we'll be checking in with the Redbone Mike Crace at Lyon College in Batesville as the Bobcats battle Grierson Ferry Westside. Bears are back out getting warmed up and ready to go here in the second half. Want again say thank you to our Bear Boosters. They include Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Ready Mix, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, Penny Lane Accounting, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Cooper Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, and Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, just a few of our boosters for Alton. Boosters include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living Charlotte Allen and Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Simpson's True Value in Alton, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer. Again, 417-280-7466. We'll take one more quick break. We'll be back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades, and that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Welcome back again here to Mammoth Spring High School. Both teams continue to warm up. Gives us an opportunity to say thank you to some more of our Bear Boosters, including Clary Funeral Home in Thayer and Alton, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, and Thayer Walmart. Your boosters, some of your boosters for Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. The Bears are back over. They're talking to Coach Houston Cooper as they get ready to play here in the second half for the Comets. Now they head to the sideline. Coach Christian Robbins for the Alton Comets. The winner of this one again advances into that championship game on Saturday against the Calico Rock Pirates. Should be a dandy second half. Like I said, it's going to be key as to who can stay out of foul trouble. For the Comets, they need to keep Tharp on the floor. We saw what happened. They built a big lead with him in there, and the minute he went to the bench, the Bears come roaring back. They had a two-point lead there momentarily late in the quarter, but tied now at the half. For the Bears, they've got to keep the senior Braxton Sneed kind of the leader out there on the floor. He plays point a big part of the time, and they need to keep him on the floor. He has three first half fouls. Bears are on the floor. They're ready to go. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball as we start this second half. And they come back with their starting five: Nicholson, Boddy, Sneed, Vandiver, and Michaels. For the Comets, they come back out with their starters. It's Willard, Clary, Trantham, Tharp, and Cisco. Three-pointer for Boddy on the way is good. Colton Boddy, his first points of the ball game, and it's a big three, just the second three of the game for the Bears. Three-point lead, 28-25. Cisco out front. He backs it way outside. Cisco guarded by Michaels, but Michaels is 10 foot away from him. Willard pulls up for the jumper. That may be partially blocked. Trantham gets the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds, touched last by Rice Nicholson. Good help. Nicholson digging back in there. Vandiver trying to go straight up against him, but Nicholson knocked it away before he could go up. Inbound play here, trying to come in, still looking. They're going to bring it in, and Nicholson got in the passing lane, but it went right to Cisco. Off to Tharp. Tharp goes to basket, kicks it out. Trantham for three. That's no good, and Sneed pulls down the rebound. Braxton looking behind him to make sure the Comet defender has went on by. And he'll walk across half court now, picked up by Willard. Braxton picks up his dribble, and his pass is stolen by Trantham. But Trantham ran out of real estate as he stepped on the sideline. Good defense there by Cole, but he just couldn't quite stay in bounds. If his shoes had been a size smaller, I think he might have been all right. Sneed with the basketball. He's looking inside, gives it to Nicholson. Off to Michaels. Michaels over to Boddy. Back out to Sneed. He thought about the three. Didn't take it. Spins in. His shot up. No good. It's blocked by Tharp. Off to Willard. Sneed has to be careful trying to guard him. Don't want to pick up that fourth foul here early in the quarter. Three-pointer on the way by Clary. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Snead. Braxton will give it to Boddy. Colton will bring the ball up the floor. Mammoth Spring with the only 3 points here in this quarter so far. Colton Boddy, three on the way, is in and out, no good. Vandiver underneath gets the rebound, back up again, puts it up, puts it in. Good aggressive hustle there by Gavin Vandiver. He's got 7 now, and the Bears lead it by 5, their biggest lead of the ball game. Willard has it out front. He's guarded by Boddy, gives it off to Clary. Clary looking inside to Trantham. Trantham, three-pointer on the way, is off the rim, no good. Tharp with the rebound. He spins, goes up with it, can't get it to go. Rebound by Trantham, and he's going to be fouled by Vandiver. For Gavin, that'll be his first. Good rebound in that time by the Comets, really hitting the boards hard. Tharp and Trantham. And Cole's going to go to the free throw line. First free throws of the night for the Alton Comets. And I'm sure Coach Robbins probably mentioned that to the referees. If they hadn't shot any free throws, they have now, and Trantham makes the first, makes it a 4-point ball game. Second shot on the way is good. So two good free throws for Tharp. He's got 7 points. And the lead's down to 3 now, 30-27. Snead with it. He's guarded by Willard out front. And we got a whistle. And a foul's going to be called. I think they're going to get Caden Willard. They called an intentional foul on somebody, on Trantham. They called the intentional. Again, it was away from the ball. The ball was out at half court, and this happened underneath the basket with the big man, Trantham, trying to play defense. At the line to shoot the free throws is Colton Boddy. Colton's free throw is on the way. It's good. Colton now with 4 points. As he makes the first, he'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. And now the Bears will get the basketball on the intentional foul, or technical, whatever you want to get. It wasn't a technical, it was just an intentional foul. So it'll be Bears basketball. And they'll inbound it underneath their own basket. 5:36 left to play. Bears leading by 5, 32-27. Inbound play. They're going to bring it in to Michaels, off to Snead. Over to Boddy, three-pointer on the way. Off the rim, no good. Nicholson with a nice rebound. Back out to Snead. Braxton over to Boddy. Colton, they swing it around. Good ball movement all the way to the basket. Puts it up and in. Braxton Snead, tough shot. He hung in the air, waited for Tharp to go by, and then laid it in. And Coach Robbins wants a timeout. 7-point Bear lead, 34-27. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comets supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Welcome back again here to Mammoth Spring High School. 34-27, Mammoth Spring Bears leading the Alton Comets here in the semifinal round of the Battle of the Border. The Bears back out on the floor with Michaels. Matheny's checked in. He comes in for Nicholson. Boddy's in there along with Snead, Vandiver, and I believe that's all of them. Michaels and Vandiver, Snead. For Comets, they come back with Willard, Clary, number 12 checking in. That is Cawthorn. He's into the ball game. He'll pass it in. Gets it in to Cisco, Jaden Cisco. Jaden almost lost the ball. He goes to the basket. His shot is blocked by Michaels and taken out of the air by Vandiver. Off to Colton Boddy. Colton trying to get free from the defense. Takes it into the front court. Looks for Snead, gives it to him. Back over to Matheny, right back to Snead. Snead looking for the screen, goes down the lane. Pass over in the corner, Matheny open for three, shoots it in. Aiden Matheny, second three-pointer, he's got nine. And the Bears now lead it by 10, their biggest lead of the night. Both teams now have had a double-digit lead. Clary has the basketball, he's guarded by Snead. Brings it all the way back out top of the key, now takes it right wing, top of the key to Cisco. Cisco driving in, pass back out, stolen by Snead. Braxton with the basketball. He'll walk it up the floor, crosses half court on the dribble. Gives it to Colton Boddy. Boddy with Willard on him. Picks up the dribble, almost lost it. Good defense by Willard. Over to Snead, and Coach Cooper wants a timeout. Boddy was in trouble, and Coach Cooper called the timeout. 37-27, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Bears Den on the hill in Mammoth Spring. It's the 7th annual Battle of the Border semifinals, and it's been a dandy. Alton ran out to an early lead, led by as many as 12. Mammoth Spring come back in the first half, took as much as a 2-point lead. We were tied at halftime. This third quarter has been all Mammoth. They lead it by 10, 37-27, with 3:58 left to go in the quarter, about halfway through the quarter. Bears with the basketball. Snead with it. Snead on the dribble. Gives it to Matheny on the wing. He looks underneath to Michaels. Michaels pass back out to Snead. He's going to go to the basket, shoot the layup. Nice job. Good ball movement by the Bears, and Snead now with eight. Good balance scoring. Snead has eight. Caleb Michaels has 10. Tharp inside with another two for the Alton Comets. He's got six. And Matheny from Mammoth off the bench also with 9 points. With the basketball, Snead all the way down the down the lane. It's stolen by Trantham. Good defense by Trantham, and he carried the ball. The high bounce, and he got under it, then come back over it. Called for the carry. Bears will get the ball back. Mammoth Spring basketball on the sideline. Matheny will inbound. Looking to come in and does to Snead. Snead is picked up by Clary as he crosses half court. Braxton over to Matheny. Matheny, high post. Now underneath, pass just out of the reach of Gavin Vandiver. Good idea. They were trying to go from the high post to the low post, but Vandiver was cutting and he threw it behind him. Michaels did. Willard now with the basketball. Alton tried to cut into this 10-point Bear lead. Caden Willard's been quiet here for a while. He is in double figures with 11. He's going to go to the basket. Gets it off to Tharp. Tharp out to Ruddy. He'll fire for three. It's good. Nice shot there by Jacob Ruddy. His second three. He's got six. And the lead is down to seven. 32-39. Colton Boddy gets it over to Matheny. Matheny back out to Boddy. To Michaels on the wing. He'll give it to Snead. Snead spins. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Alton. And Braxton reaches in and commits a foul. That's going to be his fourth. He's frustrated after not getting the bucket to go and reached in trying to make the steal and got the foul. Four fouls now. We talked about the foul trouble for these teams. Mammoth Spring, the first one to get a player with four fouls here. Braxton Snead, the big senior. Willard with the basketball out front. He's guarded by Nicholson, who checked back in. Willard trying to get free. Nicholson on him. Brings it out to Ruddy. Around to Clary. Cade. Off to Tharp. Tharp shot is up. No good. Foul's going to be on Matheny, I believe, who tried to help out after Tharp went around the defender. That is Matheny's first, and that's going to send Corbin Tharp to the free throw line. Tharp sets for the first. It's on the way, and it's no good. Tharp has 6 points. It's a 7-point Mammoth Spring lead. He can make it six here with his second free throw. It's on the way. It's good. Tharp now with 7, and it's a 6-point ball game, 39-33. Colton Boddy's going to bring the ball up the floor. Bears now without their senior, Sneed. He's on the bench with 4 fouls. Michaels underneath, looking to go up, and he's called for the travel. Good defense by Corbin Tharp, using that big body, just bouncing against him, caused him to travel. Inbound play here to Willard. Willard will bring the ball up the floor. Willard on the dribble, backs it back out. He's standing between the circles. Bounce pass inside to Trantham, out to Tharp for 3. Wasn't expecting that. Corbin shooting the long 3. Colton Boddy pushed the ball up the floor, and he's going to wait on his teammates now. Good decision there by Colton. He'll give it over to Michaels on the wing. Michaels out to Nicholson, to Matheny. Matheny, a long 3-pointer. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Clary. Clary pushing the ball up the floor. Fires it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say touch last by the Mammoth Spring Bears. So we'll be Alton basketball underneath their own goal. Down 8, 59 seconds left to play third quarter. Willard to trigger the ball in. Gets it in underneath the basket to Tharp. He misses the layup, and Vandiver pulls down the rebound. With the basketball, Matheny. Matheny drives in, kicks it out to Boddy. 46 seconds left to go in the quarter. Matheny with it. He drives in the lane, puts it up, can't get it to go. Tharp with the rebound. He'll hand to Trantham. Now to Willard. Alton a chance here to get a little closer. A second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. The shot clock has not been a factor in this one. These two teams went up and down the floor. Inside to Tharp. Tharp goes up with it, puts it up and in. Corbin Tharp with a nice little hook shot. Makes it a 4-point ball game. Down to 11 seconds. With the basketball, Colton Boddy. Colton behind the back, looking to get free. Almost lost it out to Nicholson. Nicholson lost it on the floor. Jump ball, and that's going to be the quarter. Your score, 39-35. Mammoth Spring with a 4-point lead over the Alton Comets. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start the fourth quarter, 39-35. Mammoth Spring with a 4-point lead. It will be Alton basketball. Notes here. Braxton Sneed with 4 fouls. He's on the bench for the Bears. A steal by Matheny for the Bears. Bears. Michaels, who was dominant in that first half, has not scored in the second. And that was a beautiful move by Matheny as he took it to the basket, drew contact, made the bucket, and now we'll go to the free throw line. We'll see who that foul's on. That is on number 34, Cole Trantham, his second. Matheny had a beautiful spin move after making the steal. And Matheny right now with 12 points leads the Bears in scoring. Off the bench, Willard looking for a screen. He's going to drive in, kicks it out. Cisco, the jumper, no good. Fight for the rebound. Michaels with it. off the Colton body. Colton with the point guard duties with Snead on the bench in foul trouble. Matheny's going to drive in. Wild shot. He thought he was going to draw a foul, and so did Coach Cooper. Willard drives in. His shot up is good. Willard's first point since the first half. He's got 13. 42-37. Mammoth Springs going to get a foul there on Clary. Clary just picked up his third as he reached in trying to make a steal on Colton Boddy. Bears still leading by five, 42-37. 7:12 left to play in the ball game. Nicholson looking to come in, still looking. Got to find somebody, gets it in to Matheny. Matheny was ruddy on him. Now he'll hand it off to Colton Boddy. Colton gives it to Michaels, out to Vandiver, to Matheny. Matheny looking inside, back to Boddy, to Nicholson, to Matheny. Matheny drives in the lane, and there's going to be a foul called, and we'll see who that's on. Tharp and Ruddy both there. I think they're going to get Ruddy on the push. Matheny will go to the free throw line. Aiden having a big game. He's got 12 to lead the Bears. First free throw is good. Make it 13 now for Aiden off the bench. Giving the Bears a big lift here tonight. Makes it a six-point lead. Second free throw is on the way, and it's good. He is perfect at the line, 4 out of 4. Now has 14 points. Bears with good defense there. Boddy all over Willard. Willard takes the ball in, gets it to Tharp. He can't get it to go, and the ball's knocked loose, taken by the Bears. Good hustle by Matheny again, and now a foul on the Comets. Matheny in this second half has been everywhere. He came in that second quarter, gave him a big lift, but this second half, defensively and offensively, he's been doing it all for the Bears. Colton Boddy with the basketball. He's got Clary on him. Gets around Clary. Gets it over to Nicholson. Nicholson out to Matheny. Aiden spins into the lane. Pull-up jumper on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Trantham. He falls down and gets called for the travel. And may have got a little help falling. Bears might got away with one there. Looks like maybe a little bit of a push there. Cole went down. Bears will inbound, looking to come in, still looking. They're going to bring it in to Matheny. Matheny gets the ball, goes to basket, and loses it out of bounds. Hey, Coach Cooper again talking to the referees, wanting that foul. Willard trying to get free and does. Colton Boddy and Willard have been going at each other. Two really good guards. Trantham for three. Shot on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Gavin Vandiver. Big board there. Bears with the basketball. Shot up is blocked by Tharp. And now the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say touch last. Referees are going to confer here. Braxton Snead checking back in and Rice Nicholson going out with 6:01. Snead in with four fouls. And now they're going to say Bear basketball. Comet fans not happy about that. And Coach Robbins yelling for a timeout, and the referees didn't see him. He's getting excited. 44-37, 7-point lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. What a ball game as these two teams are fighting hard, including the coaches. Both coaches talking to the referees, wanting calls. The Bears will have the basketball, leading by 7 here in the fourth quarter, 6 minutes left to play. Bears fell behind early, trailed by as many as 12 in the first half. They battled back, got it to a two-point lead at one point in that first half, and then they went in tied at 25 at the half. Third quarter belonged to the Bears as the Bears outscored the Comets in that quarter, 14-10, and right now are leading the Comets 5-2 here in the fourth to have a seven-point lead. Braxton Sneed, who just checked back in, will inbound the basketball. He's going to bring it in to Colton Boddy. He's guarded by Willard. Willard trying to make the steal, knocks the ball loose. Boddy with it, and Coach Cooper calls the timeout immediately. Trying to save the possession, called the timeout. And with 5:54, it's still 44-37. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School, the band entertaining during the timeout. And we've got a good ball game here between the Comets and the Bears. And the Bears leading by seven, 44-37 with 5:56 left to play. So, again, remind you, we do have Bobcat basketball coming up immediately following this game. Looks like it's going to work out pretty good. The game before theirs is in the fourth quarter now, just like we are. So hopefully we can get right out of this one and get you to the start of that Bobcat game at Lyon College with the Redbone Mike Crakes. Braxton Sneed on the dribble. He's guarded by Clary. Works it into Vandiver. Off the body. Colton looking inside. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Still looking. Gives it off to Matheny. Matheny over to Michaels. Michaels back out to body. And that's a shot clock violation. Nobody knew the shot clock at that, and the Bears end up turning it over with that violation. Inbound play here for the Comets, and Colton Boddy come rushing down the floor trying to make it a little harder for him to get it inbounds. But Willard got it, almost a turnover there. Tharp managed to grab a hold of it, gets it out to Clary. Clary to Trantham. Trantham drives in, jumper on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by Braxton Sneed. The Bears with the basketball. Sneed on the dribble. He'll cross half court with the basketball looking for help. Gives it to Matheny on the back door cut. His jumper on the way, no good. And Tharp pulls down the rebound. Corbett will hand the ball to Willard. Willard quickly back the other way. All the way down the lane. Wild shot goes in. Tough shot. For anybody else, it's a wild shot. For Caden, that's just one of his shots. He's got 15 now, and it's a five-point ball game. Good defense here by the Alton Comets. Shot up, no good. Rebound, though, inside by Michaels. Michaels is going to throw it back out, and there's going to be a foul called, I think, on Willard. And he's saying, who, me? I mean, it's been physical inside the whole time. Didn't see a whole lot, but the referee did. He saw the contact and called the foul. And now Caleb Michaels is going to go to the free throw line. For Caden, that was his first foul. At the line, Caleb Michaels looking for his first points in the second half. He's got 10 in the ball game. Make it 11. Big free throw there. Bears in this second half, and I probably shouldn't say this, are 6 out of 6 at the free throw line. Second shot on the way is good. The big man knocks him down. Inbound play here for the Alton Comets. Willard has it. Willard trying to go baseline, takes it into the corner. Guarded by Matheny. Three-pointer on the way. Fought for. Tharp has it, and we got a jump ball called, and it's going to belong to Mammoth Spring. With 4:21 left to play, Bears leading by 7 have the basketball. Inbound play, Matheny will take the pass. He dribbles into traffic, gives it up the floor to Sneed. Sneed to the basket, up and in. Good, strong move by Braxton. He's in double figures now with 10. And the Bears back out to a 9-point lead, 48-39. 4:02 to play. Willard looks for the screen. Now takes it baseline. Ball's, we'll see who the foul's on. They're going to call it on Matheny. Bears holding their breath there for a second as Snead and Matheny both there trying to reach in and take that ball. And the ball will belong to Alton. Corbin Tharp inside. Kicks it out to Trantham. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Good box out by Gavin Vandiver. He'll hand the body. And the Bears now in control here, leading by nine, 3:43. And as I say, the ball's, they said off the foot. They're going to say Alton basketball, and Coach Cooper was right there. He can't believe it. And, wow, it was just right in front of us. I mean, it was a pretty obvious call, but maybe that'll make the game a little closer. We like a good close game. Willard off to Cisco, back to Willard. Willard's going to fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Michaels. Caleb hands off to Matheny. Back over to Colton Boddy. Colton guarded by Willard. Willard trying to get a steal. Knocks it loose and gets the steal. Willard to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. Caden Willard with 6 points here in the quarter and now has 17 in the ballgame. Braxton Snead up the floor, driving in. Puts it up and in. Braxton with another big basket. He's got 12. Bears back up by nine with 2:46 to play. Cole Trantham driving in, puts the shot up on the run, no good. Rebound by Vandiver. He had it knocked away, gets it to Snead. And right now down on the floor is Cole Trantham. He's holding his leg. We got a foul called, and they had to stop play because Cole went down hard on the baseline, and he's holding his leg and knee area. Hopefully he's going to be okay. We don't want to see anybody get hurt. And he's a good player for the Alton Comets. Trantham being helped up by Coach Robbins. Going to be helped to the sideline, and he's in some pain. Corbin Tharp going to come in and help him as well. And hopefully it's nothing too serious. Maybe just a little bit of a sprain there. But they are helping him off the floor and to the bench. That would be a big loss for the Alton Comets here going down the stretch of this one. He's on the end of the bench talking to the coach right now. At the line, Braxton Snead, he was fouled to stop the clock. Braxton is playing with four fouls, has had a big second half. He's got 12 in the ballgame, make it 13. 13 for Braxton, including 5 points here in this fourth quarter. Second one on the way is off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Willard. And Coach Robbins wants a timeout. 51-41, Mammoth Spring by 10. 2:31 left to play. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Alton Bank is proud to celebrate 100 years of dedicated service to their customers. From your first piggy bank to lending for your dream home, they have stood by your side making your financial goals a reality. Experience the difference of a century-old commitment to excellence. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back again here to Mammoth Spring High School, the semifinals of the 7th Annual Battle of the Border. Mammoth Spring Bears and the Alton Comets in a dandy. This game's went back and forth. Right now, Mammoth Spring leading by 10, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame, 51-41. The main concern right now on the Alton side is Cole Trantham. Cole went down hard just before the timeout there, holding his leg. And he's still in some pain over on the sideline. Hopefully, Cole's going to be okay. It will be, I believe, we'll see who they call. I believe they're going to call Alton basketball, I believe. Comet basketball, 10-point lead for Mammoth Spring with 2:31 left to play. Cisco will come down to inbound the basketball. Jaden handed the ball by the referee. Looking to come in. They're trying to get into Willard and Duke. Colton doing everything he can to deny that pass, but Willard is going to get open. He's just quick, and he's got two or three screens there. Caden for three. It's on the way. It's good. Caden Willard, another big three. Bears lead is down to seven. Snead picks up the loose ball, and we're going to get a foul on Tharp. That'll be his fourth. Fourth. He fouled Boddy. Boddy turned to throw the ball to Michaels, who was all alone. If Tharp hadn't have fouled him, you were probably going to see Caleb Michaels throw one down. And he had nobody between him and the goal. Colton Boddy sets for the first free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. Colton has played well. He's 3 for 3 at the line, has 6 points. Sets for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. 7 now for Boddy, and it's back out to a 9-point lead. Willard with the basketball. Willard on the dribble, guarded by Boddy, gets the screen, pulls up for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Tharp inside with the rebound, back up and in, and a foul. Corbin Tharp, first player other than Willard to score here in the fourth quarter for Alton. Got that foul on Vandiver, his second. Chance at a 3-point play and a chance to make this a 6-point ball game. Still plenty of time, almost 2 minutes. Tharp's free throw no good, but the rebound by Clary. Out to Cisco. Cisco drives in, out to Ruddy. He'll fire for three. That's no good, and Vandiver clears the rebound. Gets it over to Boddy, now to Snead. Snead looking for a screen. Bounce up the floor to Matheny. Matheny to Michaels. Michaels trying to go up with it. And they're going to call. What was the call? A 3-second call? I believe they called 3 seconds in the lane on Michaels. Inbound play here. Off to Willard. Willard trying to drive the ball up the floor. He's cut off by Vandiver. 3-pointer by Cisco's no good. Tharp fighting for the rebound, gets it back out. Willard for three. It's on the way, no good. Vandiver high in the air to get that one. He was above the rim. Gavin pulls it in. 1:11 left to play. Snead crosses half court on the dribble. Bears will set up the offense. Matheny with it. Matheny lost it on the floor. Coach Cooper calls timeout. And I believe he got it. Alton fans wanting to travel. Good hustle by Gavin Vandiver. 1 minute left to play. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
And welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring Bears and Alton Comets in a fight here. They are struck. Both teams are really scrapping here trying to get this win for the Bears. They lead it by 7, 53-46. We've got 1:01 left to play. It will be Bear basketball out of the timeout. Alton almost had the steal there, but Vandiver come flying in, dove on the floor, and as soon as he got possession of the ball, Coach Cooper called timeout. So the Bears will have the basketball on the sideline here in front of their bench, or between their bench and the scorer's table. Colton Boddy to trigger the ball in, gets it in to Snead. Snead on the dribble. 18 on the shot clock. Snead out front. Goes around the defender to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in, but the basket does not count. The foul on the floor. The whistle blew a long time before he got to the basket. Braxton will go to the free throw line where he's 1 out of 2 on the night. He was quiet in that first half with 4 points, but he has scored 9 here in this second half. First free throw's good. Snead 2 out of 3 at the line. He'll set for the second, makes it an 8-point lead with 53 seconds left to go. Braxton's second free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Tharp with the rebound. Off to Willard. Willard with body on him, and that's been the matchup most of the night. Willard trying to get free, and we're going to have a whistle and a timeout by Coach Robbins with 44 seconds left to play. Well, this is coming down to the wire here. Bears trying to hang on. They lead by 8 over the Alton Comets. Again, the winner will advance to play Calico Rock for the championship Saturday night at 7:30. The loser of this game will play Pocahontas for third place Saturday afternoon at 4:30. And, of course, girls action, Willow Springs win earlier. They beat Cotter 51-33 to advance into the championship on the girls' side. In the game immediately following this one, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Viola Lady Longhorns, the winner of that one will play in the championship against Willow Springs. So we're waiting on the coaches to send the players back out on the floor. They're still talking things over here. Still a lot of time, 44 seconds. It's a lot of time in basketball. And you can expect Alton to probably try to foul here. And actually, Mammoth Spring will play defense to start with. But when the Bears get the ball back, expect the Comets to go for a steal, then commit a foul to try to stop that clock. Ruddy with it. Ruddy into the corner. Clary for three. It's on the way, no good. Rebound almost stolen by Colton Boddy. Back out, Willard for three. That's no good. Long rebound. Going to be chased down by the Alton Comets, and another timeout taken with 28 seconds to play. We'll take a timeout. Back with you in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
And before the timeout there, it looks like we got a technical on Alton, and that's going to send Colton Boddy to the free throw line, and this could just about put it away. With 28 seconds left, Colton can make it a double-digit lead. First free throw on the way is good. Colton is 5 out of 5 at the line. He has 8 points. He'll set for the second free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. Perfect on the night, 6 out of 6. He has 9 points. He hit 1-3. All the rest have come from the free throw line. The Bears now with an 8-point lead and the basketball, 54-46. Inbound play here to Snead. Braxton's going to be fouled by Clary. This is kind of what we thought. It's going to turn into some free throw shooting here in the final few seconds of this ball game. Bears. Braxton Snead at the line. Braxton's played with foul trouble, but he has really played a nice game here in the second half. He's got 6 points in the quarter. He missed the first free throw. He'll get one more. He has 14 in the ball game. Sets for the second free throw. And it is a 10-point game. I thought the scoreboard was wrong. They hadn't added the 2 free throws from Boddy yet. Braxton missed them both. 56-46, 22 seconds left to play. Willard trying to get free. A lot of dribbling, a lot of time running off. He'll shoot the jumper. That's no good. Matheny with the rebound, and that's going to just about do it. Coach Robbins says, back off. Up the floor, Michaels. He could have threw that one down, but Coach Cooper said, no, stop. Back it out. No need to rub it in here. He got the win. 56-46. Mammoth Spring Bears advance to the championship. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to wrap this one up and name your Arkansas Farm Bureau Seth Godwin, your agent, player of the game. We'll do that here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring Bears with the victory over the Alton Comets. And I'm waiting for the lights to come back up. There we go, 56-46, the final score. As we look at the scoring, Alton led by Caden Willard with 20. 11 for Corbin Tharp, 7 for Cole Trantham, 6 for Jacob Rudy, and 2 for Cade Clary. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they were led by Braxton Sneed and Aiden Matheny with 14 apiece. 12 points for Caleb Michaels, 9 for Colton Boddy, and 7 for Gavin Vanderver. Just a great team effort. I thought these teams just played their heart out. It is time for us to name an Arkansas Farm Bureau Seth Godwin, your agent, player of the game. And tonight, I'm going to give it to Aiden Matheny. Aiden came off the bench, gave the Bears a big spark at one point there to start that fourth quarter. He just took over and made a couple of big defensive plays. So I'm going to name Aiden Matheny as our player of the game. Again, brought to you by Arkansas Farm Bureau, Seth Godwin, our agent. And that's going to just about do it here for us here. Don't forget, we got Bobcat basketball on the way here in just a few minutes. The Bobcats in the Lyon College Tournament. We want to say thank you to our sponsors. Alton Comet basketball brought to you tonight by Farm Bureau, Zach Martin, and Alton and Thayer. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Alton Auto Parts Gun and Pond, Alton Quick Connection, Fuel Express in Alton, Missouri Forest Products Association, Paint Masters Collision Repair Center, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, and Alton Bank and their branch bank in Birch Tree. Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball brought to you by Missouri Forest Products Association, Monarch Realty in Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, Solomon Cornelius the broker, Ozarks Healthcare, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, Bank of Salem, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Springs School District, Ozarka College, and FNBC Community Bankers. Again, the Bears advance into the championship game. They'll meet Calico Rock on Saturday at 7:30 here at Mammoth Spring High School. That's going to wrap things up for us tonight. I'm Mike Robertson. For Bear Basketball, here, anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
It's time to cheer on your Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats Basketball on K-Country 95. And now, the voice of the Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament in Batesville, Arkansas. We're here at the Bucknell Gym for semifinal action, as the number one seed Bayer Bobcats will battle the Greers Prairie Westside Eagles, who won their opening round game over Batesville Southside. By the way, Southside earlier tonight went on to win the